This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Most people never question the one thing that shapes every outcome in their life: what they give their attention to. Not their beliefs, not their plans, not their goals. Attention is the steering wheel of your reality. And the hard truth is, if you don't direct it, something else will. But when your focus becomes intentional, when your inner awareness stabilizes, your entire life begins to reorganize around a deeper intelligence within you. Today, we're going to break down why focus is not just a self-help idea. It's a spiritual technology, a force multiplier, and the real engine behind whether you thrive or whether you simply endure your life. Let's get started. Meditation is a practice of mindfulness, or focusing the mind on a particular object, a thought, or activity to train attention and awareness and achieve a mentally clear and emotionally calm and stable state. Okay? And I put it up there so that you could see it. This is really a very good definition of meditation, what many people call mindfulness. There is no official definition of meditation or mindfulness. However, there are many ways to meditate, each with specific goals and benefits. Okay, so there's no specific one way to do it. The important thing is do you do it? Are you able to enjoy it? What really matters is this: meditation is a tool for bringing your mind and body into the present, into the moment, capturing your attention, and focusing on one specific thing instead of being dragged into the past, which is where we typically have regret, or the future, which is where we deal with fear and anxiety. Now, we see meditation or mindfulness used by athletes who use it to focus to extend their physical limits. Many times, if you watch, you'll see a pitcher using breathing exercises on the mound. And what they're doing is they're trying to bring their focus to this very moment. And what they want to do is they want to see themselves, if you will, pitching the ball the way they want to pitch it. In other words, in this moment, not thinking about the pitch they did make or the pitch they're going to make, but this pitch, this moment. And a lot of pitchers use mindfulness. Students use it to focus and master information. Many students will use mindfulness to be able to just focus on a certain amount of material this moment, not worrying about what they have studied or what they're going to study, but really focused on saying, okay, I want to get this concept down. I want to get this information down, this formula down. And they just focus on that. And that's another way of meditating, if you will. Now, pilots use focus to guide thousands of pounds of metal safely through the sky. A pilot is always in the moment, looking at their controls. And really, with autopilot, the biggest thing for a pilot is to be able to oversee the autopilot, is to make sure, is everything running as it should? Are there any adjustments that need to be made? Is there anything here, the information that I'm receiving, that I really need to look at? And so they have a set of what's called standard operating procedures that they go through as pilots, but they're always in the moment. They're never worried about the past, and they're not thinking 5 minutes from now. They're doing what they need to do with checklists and things of that matter at this moment. Now, meditation unlocks this same power within you. It unlocks that power to be in the present, and all the wonderful things that go with being in the present moment. It teaches you to harness the force of attention and use it skillfully. And I think that's the biggest thing, is when you're in the moment, when you're meditating, you're focused, you're using your attention to go into this moment. And that's really a powerful thing. As I said in my earlier video, attention and focus are the starting points of living from within. And if you haven't watched that, I encourage you to go do it. I think it's video number 13 in the series. Go back and look at that. Go watch it. Because attention and then your focus are really powerful levers for being able to accomplish things. The key is training your attention to the moment and focusing on your spirit. And I'm going to constantly bring you back to that. When you meditate, what you're really wanting to do is to bring your mind to the point that you're no longer really focused on anything other than spirit. You're just focused. And see, when you're focused on spirit, you're focused on the moment. Not focused on yesterday or tomorrow or anything like that. You're just listening. You're just focused here, this moment, now, with the divine life that lives with you and is in you and is one with you. Now, mindfulness allows you to stay present and shut out the racing thoughts, the fear, the noise, and the endless list that demands your energy. And it starts with your breathing. Everything with meditation starts with your breathing. And you know, the moment you bring your attention to your breathing, you're already in the moment. Just up. And all of a sudden you're slowing down. You know, your autonomic nervous system can be calmed by your breathing, by focusing on your breathing. It's just amazing the power of attention and focus when you come into the moment and just begin to notice your breath. So breathe in slowly to a count of five, then exhale to a count of five. Repeat this 3 to 5 times, focusing only on your breath. Okay, this is sort of the beginning part. When you focus on your breath, you're focusing on spirit. You see that? Do you know the word for spirit is pneumata in the Greek? Pneumata has the ideal of the unseen breath. The unseen breath. That's really, and it's the word from which we get spirit. We call it spirit. In Greek, it's called pneumata, or pneumata. And it is this unseen breath because you breathe in, and but you can't see it. It's unseen. This is what we're talking about. Focusing on the unseen, that which lives within you, around you, through you. That's what the reality is. As your breath slows, the body softens. Tension begins to dissolve. Awareness begins to awaken. So many great things that come with meditating, not just emotionally, but physically as well. Then you shift your attention to your body, head, neck, shoulders, hips, legs, feet, feeling the space each part occupies. You pull yourself fully into the moment. This is meditation. This is grounding. We're becoming grounded at this moment rather than being all over the place. This is what strengthens the muscles of your focus. The more you meditate, the easier it is to focus. And this skill, the ability to command your own attention, determines your outcomes. I'm just going to continually say this. The ability to command your own attention will determine eventually your outcomes in your life. It determines whether you thrive or whether you continue to merely survive. When clients come into my office, they almost always focus on their problems. I talked about that in my last video. It could be their boss at work, their relatives, their spouse, their children, money, health, failures, regrets. That's a big one. Always wanting to talk about, you know, the regrets and or worries about the future. They are constantly thinking about that. They fixate on what they can't control. This is what I want you to see, is they're focused on what they can't control. None of those are things you can control. You can work with them. That's different. You can work with them, but you can't control them. And those external issues are symptoms, not causes. Okay? They're symptoms of the issue, not causes. As someone said, the problem is your focus on the problem. The problem is your focus on the problem. You will never thrive inside or out if your attention is locked onto the material world or the chaos around you. Here's the thing. Our autonomic nervous system, which is built for fight or flight, is focused on threats. It's focused on the things that can harm us. And normally that means we have to be focused outside of ourselves. But, you know, we aren't living 50,000 years ago where we leave the cave and there's a huge tiger waiting to eat us. Most of us live in situations where we're in neighborhoods or we're in cities or communities or whatever it may be. And we have the ability to not have to constantly be thinking about external threats. Now, if you're in a relationship where you're constantly having to worry about being harmed or being hurt or being attacked, then it may be that it's time to either get out of that relationship or separate yourself from the individual until something can change. Because if you're constantly having to worry about your physical safety, yeah, that's an issue. But when you thrive, you don't have to do that. When you're thriving, it's because you're looking inward, not focused on all the outward threats. And as you look inward, you're able to begin to come into the moment, to live in spirit, to see that which is true reality, which is your higher self, or if you will, your spirit. Taking responsibility is step one in living from within. And I say that not to try and get down on anybody. I'm not down on you if you're having, you know, all these issues or problems. Not at all. I'm so glad you're watching this video, and I encourage you, keep watching. This will be of help to you. But taking responsibility is the primary step. And really, the people who I have found who get better, who start feeling better, start seeing changes in their lives, start to manifest in ways that they never dreamed possible, are those who take responsibility for where they place their attention, their focus, the intentions that they have for their thoughts, for the things that they do. Until you do, it's really hard to get better. As I've said, you have the life you focus on. Tell me what you're getting, I'll tell you where your focus has been. Your reality follows your attention, and your attention is always followed then by your focus. Once something captures your attention, ultimately you're going to focus on that. And that's what really matters. That's a hard truth, but it's the most liberating one. And I'll say it is difficult. This is not easy stuff, I'm saying. It's difficult because we haven't been taught how to do this. And taking responsibility is one of the biggest things, especially in our Western society. Nobody wants to take responsibility. They want to sue people and things like that. But taking responsibility is one of the biggest steps a person can take to beginning to come out of the hole they find themselves in. Blame is easy. That's why we all do it. You know, we say, my spouse messed up our marriage. My boss holds me back. My parents damaged me. The government is ruining everything. The devil is attacking me. Blaming an unseen enemy feels easier than looking yourself in the mirror. I find Christians do this a lot. They love to blame the devil. Most of the people who I deal with will at some point blame the devil. They'll say, oh, you know, the devil's attacking me. He's attempting me. He's trying to get me to doubt. And I'm not here to get down on whether the devil is or isn't doing that. But I will tell you this, taking responsibility is going to be the first step to getting out of that situation. Okay. Taking responsibility for your thoughts, for where you place your attention, for where you then place your focus. It's very important. The government may be ruining everything, but you can't change that. Your parents probably did damage you in some way. All of our parents did. Nobody's perfect. But how then do I live coming through that? How do I learn to release those emotional wounds? See, that's what we do, is we teach people how to identify that, release the emotional wounds, forgive, and be able to move on and make peace with their past. Your boss may be holding you back. That you may need another job, you know, or you may need to go to your boss and sit down and talk about it. But whatever it is, the boss itself is not the problem, okay? It's your focus on the problem. That is the real problem. Your spouse may have messed up your marriage. I'm sorry if they have. But the real question is, what now? Where do I place my focus now? If I keep placing it on what they did, I'll really never, ever thrive. I'll just continue to survive. Our lives right now are the result of where our attention has been placed, externally on problems or internally on the truth of who you are. Now, this is where I really want to focus. Focusing internally on the spirit, on your higher self, is focusing on true reality, your true essence, if you will. You are a spiritual being with a soul experiencing a human life. You are not your mistakes, your past, or your stories that you've told yourself. You are loved, accepted, and valued exactly as you are without conditions, okay? Just as you are. When you shift your focus to your spirit inwardly toward your identity as one with the divine life, you begin to thrive. You will just naturally begin to thrive. This world is interactive. Your attention influences outcomes. The observer effect isn't just physics. It's truly your life. It's who you are. Every possible outcome already exists in what we call potential or potentia. We talked about that in earlier videos. I encourage you to go back and watch that. Your observation shapes which one emerges. Based on what you give your focus to is going to determine in time which one actually emerges and shows itself, if you will, in this physical form, this physical life. You are not a passive observer. You are a co-laborer with Christ. You are a co-creator. And it is in that observation, that focus, that attention, that you begin to co-create with the source of all life. Jesus said, say to this mountain, be moved, and it will move. The question is, are you ready to move mountains? Are you really ready to move mountains? Or do you just want to continue to blame the boss, blame the spouse, blame the kids, blame the finances, blame the government? So many people you can blame and scapegoat. But here's the thing, none of that's going to help. None of that's, that might feed your ego, but it's not going to get you out of your situation. You see, until we begin to say to the mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, it's going to stay where it's at. That story that Jesus told, it's a metaphor of how you can live your life. You don't have to. Now, Jesus did, but you don't have to. But if you want to, Jesus is saying to you, you can. You can remove mountains. You can move mountains. You are made to do that. The universe has been made to do that. You can participate in that if you're willing to take responsibility for your choices, for where you place your attention, your focus. It's very powerful. The intention you have, what is it you want to do? And begin to go inward to your higher self, your spirit, and there begin to live in the moment, the present, the I am moment that is yours in Christ Jesus. Now, if this message resonated with you, don't let it fade as soon as this video ends. Your focus is your power, okay? So direct it toward your growth. I encourage you, if you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe to the channel and stay connected as we navigate this information together. Visit the Grace Awakening Network, if you're not already on it right now, for deeper teaching, longer episodes, and spiritual tools to help you live from within. And go to my website at thrivewithin.com and sign up for updates, resources, and weekly guidance straight to your inbox. If you're ready to rise above the noise and align with your true self, you're in the right place. Stay awake, stay present, and stay connected. And thrive, not just survive.